And welcome to another Two to Ponder with Greg McVerry. We need to celebrate our writers, validate, encourage, teach. Mainly, we set goals, and that's how we assess writing. And that is why the Writing Conference is such an important assessment tool for the teacher. For it is where you can set the goals and give students the space to reflect on how they're meeting their goals. So how exactly do we do that? That's what we're going to talk about today when we think about the formats, the types, and the tricks to making our writing conferences better. First, a conference can be formal or informal. You can just walk by and look at a kid's paper and give them a few comments. They can be public or private. Fishbowling a conference in front of an entire group is a great way to show students the reflective and metacognitive processes that go into writing a piece. They can be student-led. When you have the criterion or students have their targeted areas of growth, they can lead a conference or they can lead a mini lesson and then work with each other in peer groups to improve their writing. They can be small group or one-on-one. Many students might need help with organizational support. Get them together and compare their own drafts and talk about the organizational steps that they do. So what kind of types? Well, the quick share. Hey, that's a cool poem. Want to read it out loud to the class? You could be roving around the room. I like that word choice there. I know that's been a goal. Tell me, how else have you met that goal? They can be formal, where you sit down and you meet with the students, and they can be small group. But how do you ensure they're successful? Again, start with the goals and start with the student voices and let the piece do most of the talking. Spend your time talking about the piece and the individual student goals and help them grow as a writer.